Oh, hello everyone, this is Glenda, and welcome to our blessing on the 16th of March. And especially those of you with Irish blood, blessings for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. I know that definitely applies to me and so many people who've worked very closely with me. I don't know whether I have some kind of personal connection with St. Francis. St. Patrick. I know I do with St. Francis, but the day always seems to be a special day. So many happy shamrocks to all of you for tomorrow. But for today, let's bring many happy blessings. And I'm so glad that we have such a great assembly of people online from around the world. And, of course, many, many people do check in to the call as we go through it. So at the beginning of the call, we have probably, I would say, a third of the people who eventually do come in to receive the blessing and perhaps the final words of our inspiration. This is one reason I find the opening of our call to be a really good time for community conversation and questions and people who've had great success with the blessing that you want to share it. You know, it's wonderful to share your successes with anything for several reasons. One is through gratitude. We always build more of what we like. You know, just withholding gratitude can stop the momentum of something that's going along wonderfully, and you just fail to express how joyous and appreciative you were. Sometimes it's not about saying thank you, because there really is no thank you to give. But just when we respond with joy, I was noticing this morning, I put out some food for my little kitty, and I upgraded it to his little favorite. Well, he just dived into the dish. I could see how happy he was. And then when he was finished, he ran around the house and he was tail up wagging. And I could see from his expressions of joy that he was expressing gratitude. So gratitude doesn't always have to be the conventional form of the words, thank you or I'm so grateful. It's embracing life with the joy and expectation that comes from positive things that have entered into your life. When you allow them to become part of your life, that is gratitude. And that's the beginning of them, of these blessings continuing in your life. This is one of the main reasons I ask you to sit or rest comfortably, not thinking, and just assimilate for at least 7 minutes after the energetic gift of the blessing, because it becomes more part of your life, and then it expresses through you. So the other important reason for sharing is because many people out there may be thinking, well, you know, I think I'm getting something out of this, because I keep coming back and I always feel good, but I'm not sure what it is. And then when you give a little more descriptive particulars to the way you've experienced your blessings, it gives people an idea of what to look for. And many times they'll say, well, yeah, you know, I had that too, and I just didn't notice it. You know, it's really, really interesting how spring comes on very, very subtly, and we don't notice or appreciate the slowly warming days, because we still have cold nights and we still have cold fronts that come in, and so we discount the slowly warming days until finally we're in April and we say, oh yes, spring is here, but it's been coming along all the time. And we could have been enjoying the spring much sooner had we acknowledged the warm moments and the little bulbs shooting up their heads and the fruit trees blooming and the early signs of spring that are so tender and precious. So between gratitude and recognition, Those are two really important things. And then communication. It becomes easier to communicate your blessings toward life when you've communicated with other people about the subject of blessing. So this is our opportunity, and we have three people on the lines. We haven't heard from Jackie for a while. Hi, Jackie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda, thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Sunday. It's indeed a very beautiful, gorgeous spring day in California, so I'm definitely sitting outside enjoying the amazing sunshine here. And talking about gratitude and miracles, I wanted to share that my dad has been, I shared, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago that he was, he had been diagnosed with, multiple myeloma, which is a bone marrow, form of cancer.
Yes.
And, he's in remission now. And I really, really, truly believe that his condition is miraculous just because the first week that he was in the hospital, you know, they didn't think that he was going to make it at all. The doctors did. And so now he's at home and he's recovering and he's so much better. And of course, there have been so many, changes. I think even in our family, we've all come so close together. So it's been really a blessing for us, you know, even though it's an illness, but it has become a blessing. So I'm so grateful even for the way this cancer showed up in our lives.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's wonderful news, but it's also a wonderful realization that you're having.
Yes, absolutely. The one thing that I wanted to ask in terms of, because I think, you know, I'm seeing this as a miracle, and I think sometimes we have this tendency to look at miracles as something that has to happen, like, you know, somebody doesn't walk and then all of a sudden they get up and start walking, like within, you know, but sometimes I think we miss the point that miracles are happening, like you said, gradually, like spring is happening, and
mm-hmm.
we see that. So what is your take on how we manifest miracles in our lives?
How we manifest miracles in our life?
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's look at our life like a club sandwich. It exists on many different layers. And every way that you've been in your life is still there on some layer, including the layer that says, Not just says, it is the truth. You are created in the image of God. And that means you are not a created thing brought about by life or the circumstances of life, but you are resting in the God essence of your true and perfect potential as love. Now, we could go through a whole life and never actually see that, but I have looked in the eyes of newborn babies. And they're swimming in it. They're literally in the womb of God. And they are in the womb of God for quite a while after they've left their mother's womb. And then they begin to add layers of personal reality. I'm a baby. I'm a little boy or a little girl. Then you're something else and you're something else. And there are layers of identity we acquire in our life and layers of accomplishment. There are sometimes runs of unfortunate experience, shall we say. It's not something we would have desired, but somehow I guess we needed it as a lesson or a challenge or an opportunity to gain empathy with others in the world. But it wasn't our ideal experience, and it went on for long enough that we felt very negative about it. And we were really, really happy when we lost that dimension of our life, and we went on to something better. So our life is like a club sandwich. And I know that one of the things that Yeshua always does to me, and I relate to this in his miracles reported in the Bible, and that is that he changes the dimension of life on which we build our reality. He just completely takes us out of the victim and puts us in another place where we can create a new and fresh possibility and opportunity. And I think you've probably all seen even in your darkest moments, little rays of light. And sometimes you held on to those rays, and sometimes you didn't. Sometimes the ray of light would come back a few times, and finally, you'd walk on that ray of light until you could say, yes, there's light at the end of this tunnel. And I think that always it represents the change of a whole dimension of your life. There's, miracles are not, in my experience, they're not like magic in the sense that you pull a rabbit out of a hat and there was some new change of illusion and you just saw things differently. In every miracle I've ever witnessed or read about, everything in a person's life has changed. In other words, there's a new state of wholeness. And finding that new state of wholeness and then being able to hold on to it is the permanent solidification of a miracle. This is why sometimes people with cancer can go in and out of remission. And it could really go either way for a while, and then all of a sudden something kicks in and it holds firm and they're fine. Like my sister, she was diagnosed with lymphoma, fourth stage lymphoma, 20 years ago. She went in and out of remission, oh, maybe 3 or 4 times, and then finally it just held. And I noticed every time she would go into remission, she would adapt to a new state of faith because the friends that came to her assistance, the quality of medical assistance she got, the love that she received, the love she was reminded of that she had for her family and her friends, and she was reminded of her own inner strength every time. And so that got to be stronger and stronger until it was a new way of being. And now for her, that took place over 4 years. For some people, this can take place very, very quickly, especially with Yeshua offering the blessing because he really does know who we are. That's one of the great things about receiving a blessing from him. We can receive blessings from our friends, from a medical doctor, from somebody who shows up in an ambulance when we've had an accident on the highway, from a fire department that shows up and saves our pets. We can have blessings from anyone. And then from those blessings we learn. And those can bring the miracles that grow a little more slowly, like we learn a little more slowly. But the reason they happen so quickly with Yeshua is because he knows us. He knows us right down to the very core of our soul that entered in the womb of God, swimming in the waters of God as a baby. He knows exactly who we are, and he can take us there a little more quickly. And that's what's so wonderful about the blessings we offer, is that it's from him. It's through the Holy Spirit. It's from our source, and then supported with this great loving foundation of our earth. So things that could take several years as a result of a Christ blessing could be in a moment. And that leads me, I keep coming back to a theme I want to touch on before we leave today, but I'll hold that as a nice little candy bar at the end of all this. But Jackie, did that help?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to take a caller from area code 413. And you're on.
I didn't hear what area code you said. Is it me?
413.
Yeah. I'm on. It's Sarah. From
that. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, so I'm one of these people that's been in this endless winter. And I am ready for spring.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be in Corpus Christi next week.
Oh, yay! Yay!
So I'm excited about that.
So am I.
And mostly, I just want to express somehow there are no words, but the gratitude. that, that just for the blessing for you, for Yeshua, for, I don't know, it's just since I was introduced to the blessing, like, not more than 2 years ago. I don't even think it's been that long. But it's just, it's one of those sort of rocks of just, that I just can stand on in my life that just
yeah.
helping me through
yes.
so much stuff. Especially, and in fact, as you were talking just now, there were about 5 things you said that I could take off on and just talk for hours.
Good. Good. I'll share with your friends.
Yeah, I won't do that right now. But especially I had a huge period of just a lot of resistance.
Uh-huh.
And that feels like now that's really finally clearing. And that in itself is just a huge blessing. And it's because of that energy coming in, the love, Yeshua is so awesome. I can't even, you know, put that into words. Either.
Oh, I know. There really are no words of thank you. All we can feel is joy in our heart when we think of him.
Yeah, and I'm just, yeah. And so I just wanted to just express something, that joy, that gratitude, and just the blessing really is powerful.
Oh, thanks, Sarah, and I can't wait to see you next
week.
I know,
me too. It's going to be, one more thing.
We're making great plans for you.
Good. I want to know if you know that next Saturday, the 22nd, is World Water Day.
I have been receiving emails for that. Is that amazing?
I couldn't believe it. I said, Glenda's got to know about this. That's good.
I did not know about that when the day came to me of what day it needed to be. And, of course, this is our first blessing conference by the water.
I know. Well, I know you talked about that. So I immediately thought, oh, this is perfect. Yeah.
The synchronicities are absolutely miraculous. Anytime you have anything to do with Yeshua, so I highly recommend a friendship with him.
Absolutely. And I'm getting it more and more to be the friendship as well as the, you know, looking up to the idol.
Well, yes, you know, there are times when we want to worship, and there are times when we just need to be a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's all moving really fast, and it's all good. I'm excited to be coming out.
That's great. That's great. Well, thanks for letting me hear from you and all of us from you. I'm going to open up the line to Chris. Chris, you're on, and Chris is coming next. He's going to be at the Blessing Conference as well and be a major assistant there. Chris, you've been so valuable in making this happen. I just really want to express my unbounded gratitude for you and all that you do.
Oh, thank you, Glenda, and looking forward to seeing you, Sarah. I've talked to you on the phone before, so this is going to be neat. And to be down there by the water doing the blessing is going to be great. And it's just an absolute joy to serve and be part of this group, Glenda. Thank you so much for letting me be there. I would say that part of your talk there really stimulated a thought in me of that as I grow become more and more the love that I am, and then, you know, my past might come back up, and I'm able to, like, almost reevaluate it or reclassify it, maybe, or feel it differently.
Sure.
And I just noticed in that there's a miracle that it changes my current life because I no longer am carrying this burden, and it's like the Christ blessing helps lift that burden. It gives the energy almost from, as you put it, the cellular level out or mm-hmm. DNA level. And that is like the miracle of the painting, where it was damaged, but there's a greater reality that is right there waiting to come forward once
mm-hmm.
we get everything out of the way. So
this is so true. This is so true. And until we do get all of that baggage out of the way, we usually suspend it or block it off, but it still draws energy from us. And it can affect us, you know, in moments when we say, yes, I can do this, but there's this little inner voice that says, well, maybe you can do it. You know what I mean? Well, that's coming from those layers of personal reality we've got stashed away in the attic that we don't want to look at, but there were times that they're still drawing energy on us. And they don't really particularly want us to succeed, because then we wouldn't relate to them anymore. Now, when I say them, I'm talking about each one of us in ourself, our many different layers. But what is really you is the you created in the image of God as love. That's who you really are. And then you're all these other things you've been, that you needed, experiences you needed. But you know what? There's a lot of experiences we don't need anymore once we find the right way and once we recover who we are inside the world we live in. That is arriving at the point where Yeshua described himself. I am in the world, but not of the world. And so when you can be who you really are inside the world, you can relate to everything with curiosity, compassion, challenge, courage. Sometimes even fear. That's okay. Yeshua was afraid the night before his crucifixion. It's okay to feel all the genuine emotions of humanity. Just don't identify with them. That would be being of the world when you identify with all of those things. But this baggage back there that tells us we can't do something, or I'll never be something, or it's not worth it, or that's all stuff that we can sweep out of the attic and then put a whole new prayer room up there. Yeah.
That's beautiful, Glenda. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday. I'll be there.
Okay. Bye-bye. And we have Margaret Calloway on. Hi, Margaret.
Hello there, Glenda. How are you on this beautiful day?
It's a beautiful day.
It certainly is. And I want to, because you spoke early, because I originally wasn't going to raise my hand about sharing an experience of the value of the blessing and the commitment and so on. And I, several months ago, I knew that I needed to move from the home where I currently had, and I had come up with another solution because I'm going to be spending a lot of my time in Africa. And I got things into storage. I moved in, and the situation, truthfully, was an absolute disaster. I don't need to go into any of the details, but I was in a point of despair about a month and a half ago, but I was on the call, and I didn't know how I was going to work out the problem of my living arrangement, because I'm trying to finish a book and all of these other things, but I made the commitment to come to the blessing. I didn't know how. I mean, it looked that I had other priorities, but I said, put the going to the blessing first, because I know it's needed, and as a blessing giver, I know I can contribute. And I made that, and then I had to sit back and say, this situation is not workable, and I started opening up and praying about what else I could end up with. And all of a sudden, I'm in this beautiful little retreat center for the next 3 months that came out of the blue, and I'm being perfectly held for the work that I need to do. And I want to honor both two or three things. First of all, the commitment to do what you know your heart is asking you to do, no matter what it looks like on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
The discernment to sit back and say, this is not a good situation. And maybe I'm falling into a pattern of that isn't healthy for me. And then trusting that what is unknown will unfold. And so I've had the beauty of a miracle of being held perfectly in my living situation to do the work that I need to do, and I'll be seeing you next week. But I do think it started when I made that commitment, no matter what it looked on the outside, I knew that I needed to come and do the work in the water with you and with Yeshua and to be part of the community. I'm looking so forward to being connected physically to everybody that will be there.
We are looking forward to being with you too and giving you a hug.
Thank you. So that's it.
Well, Margaret, as always, you are a lady of miracles. They follow you around, and even though they don't stay with you every moment of your life, and you do have these moments of little gloomy despair, we all do, you have really demonstrated the power of what it means to change your direction. and move into a positive way of being. Let me just say this very clearly and very simply to everybody. When you choose to stay in a negative condition, no matter what it is, and it doesn't have to be one you created. It could be one that really came out of the blue and surprised you. It was just circumstantial, one of those things like a car blindsiding you, and you were doing all the right things on the highway, but it happened. When you choose to stay in it, you give it power, and you will perpetuate it. The minute you make a choice for something better, things get better. And for you, Margaret, that it took something big, like a decision, to come to the blessing. And I do believe that's what it was, because so often the game changers in life are not the long-term improvement goals we have, but those sudden changes of attitude, emotion, goals, values, determinations that just happen, and everything has changed. It's a game changer. And that's really what I want to save 2 or 3 minutes to talk about today. And Margaret, thank you for talking. I'm going to let Louise Campbell say hello. Louise, you're on. But
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And by the way, I'm officially Louise Amanda Leonard, my birth name. There was a major energy change last summer, and I'm back to the maiden name. And since then, there has been so much of a difference in what's going on with me, a huge up and down roller coaster. And I've been working with AA on the fourth step. And this just occurred that the plan to be there. Hello?
Hello, Louise, I'm sorry. There was a glitch in the line. Maybe repeat the last few things you said. About 10 seconds.
The same thing that's going on with the muting and unmuting has been going on with me for the past 6 months. And
oh, my goodness.
And the plans to be there, without a doubt, I have no way of getting there suddenly. So I need to speak with you or email you or something right away. That's
okay.
What I need to say.
But we'll
right
take
away.
Privately. You email me and we'll get in a conversation about that. Okay?
Okay, now, is that Glenda at lovewithalanin.com or
no,
is it Verizon?
It's gg@glendagreen.com.
gg@glendagreen.com.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is, I suppose I'll need to take a couple of minutes into our blessing time, because I do want to summarize what everyone really brought up in different ways, and that was a moment in their life which really became a game changer. When we vacillate in life, we can have these ups and downs, like Louise was talking about. Like Marguerite was mentioning, we can have these ups and downs when we vacillate, when we go between a challenging dimension of our life and an optimistic strata of personal potential. When we're one of my great examples in my life is when I am with Yeshua, everything changes, for the better, of course. Or when I go paint, everything changes. Sometimes when I get into the particulars of how I'm going to, make life work, how I'm going to get through this or that challenge, I can feel the glummies come on me. All I have to do is change my latitude, the point of view from which I create my life, and everything changes. But sometimes also when we go through life, Now I'm talking about it not so much in layers of different aspects of being, but as we go through life, there are moments in our life which have been game changers. Maybe the day you met your true love, that was a game changer. Maybe the day you found what you really were dedicated to do and meant to do in your life, that was a game changer. The day Yeshua appeared to me in 1991, oh boy, that was a game changer. It really, really, really was. December 5th, when I released Love Without End to the world, that was a game changer. Actually, sometimes negative things can be a game changer. For example, when my home burned down to the ground, we lost everything. On December the 24th, Christmas Eve. Well, actually, it was early Christmas morning when we recognized it, about 2 o'clock in the morning. We lost everything. Well, it was like burning the weeds out of the garden. It was such a painful loss. I let go of everything that had come before in my life, and I faced life with a clean slate. That's what allowed me to then eventually have the appearance of Yeshua and to begin doing all the work that I did. So sometimes a negative event, what we think is negative, something that involves pain or loss, can also be a game changer. Usually they're very, very quick events that come in our life. And we can bring them about daily by making a decision for something positive. We can go along preparing and preparing, and it's very good to prepare. For example, in our meditation and quote from Yeshua this week, I spoke about, or at least I repeated him speaking about, the conditions for positive change. And one is just being ready. One is being more prepared. And then we move into this this ability to receive an opportunity or receive what happens to us. But opportunities can come and we can miss them, and nothing changes. Have you ever noticed sometimes you'll work for something really big that you thought would change your life and it didn't? You thought this new job would change your life and it didn't. You thought getting a degree from college would change your life and it didn't. It just didn't, because it didn't change your perspective on life. The things that are game changers are things that change our perspective on life and the way we are oriented to life. Here's a big one that happened 2,000 years ago. Yeshua, on Easter morning, brought a game changer to humanity. Now, there are many, many great teachers who brought insight and enlightenment, spirituality, inspiration, uplifting, and a brighter future to humanity. And some of them, in the lives of particular individuals, probably did change the game in a really big way. But he changed the game for the whole world. That's an amazingly significant moment. It was a game changer. The world has never been the same since then. There are other things that have been game changers, not necessarily all good, but they leave us with a challenge that we must deal with to then accept the good within it and find the good that can come from it. Because we move upward by having these new definitions of personal or collective wholeness. This is what happens in a blessing from Yeshua. This is what we're going to do next week at our blessing conference here, our seminar, where new blessing givers will be ordained to go out into the world and offer blessings to humanity. It will be a game changer. And I'm so excited about just being part of that event. If I were just an attendee, I'd be excited. And I'm so glad to have all of you who are coming. And my last announcement before we move into the blessing is that I will be sending you an email this week about the start time for the blessing next week. You see, we always change it on our blessing seminar Sunday so that our new blessing givers can give their first blessing to the community and to the world. So I will be asking for volunteers to be on the phone with you for some inspirational preparation. And my idea right now, we've got to get it exactly on the time clock, on the calendar. It will be next Sunday. And my idea is that we will start your blessing call with some of our current blessing givers welcoming you at 5 o'clock. And the blessing will be given at 5:30. So I will be, your next week's email announcement will come earlier in the week than it normally does, giving you these times for you to be here. And I so hope you'll join us and welcome the energy from our new blessing givers, the new children in our community. And it will be a wonderful, wonderful occasion that we want to include everyone in. So that's my last major announcement. And I am so glad that those who are coming made the decision to come. Because in making the decision to come, your life will change. It will be a game changer for you from here on out. It has been for everyone who came with no reversal. So let us begin our blessing now. And I invite as many blessing givers as would like to join me to be here with me. Let us give a major send-off to those who are coming and to let them know how much they're loved and how much we love all of you. I'd like you to be in your receiving position, seated in a chair, your feet bare if possible, or with as little encumbrance as necessary. Your head uncovered, unless covering your head is part of your belief. In which case, God will find the way through your covering. And your faith will make you whole. Otherwise, have your head uncovered and upward as you sit in the chair, just naturally. Because energy will flow downward and in through the top of your head. Through the main part of your body. And then through your legs into the earth. Back from the earth, up through your spine again, circling in your heart, particularly empowering your heart, where you will meet and feel the presence of Yeshua. Then out through the top of your head and upward to be cleansed and renewed and sent back through you again to the earth to be strengthened and grounded and then sent back through you again through your heart to be empowered and then back up to God to be cleansed and renewed, and back and forth like this for a number of times during approximately 3 minutes. Then I want you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Don't think. Just rest and receive. During the sending of energy, be in prayer. However you feel comfortable in prayer, whether it's silently from your heart or in words, or words that are simply thought. However prayer is for you, pray during the blessing so that the energy will empower your prayers. The energy will give new and refreshed meaning and liveness to your prayers. That it will reach the heart of God and you will receive back the answer from God and the information you've been seeking. So let us begin with my invocation to Yeshua and then the blessing. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being who you are and all that you are. For having changed the prospect of opportunity for all of humankind. May we embrace all the blessings you have given us through all the centuries before us and all the days of our life, that we may receive all of these blessings in gratitude, and in that gratitude, seize and focus upon the best that we are and the best that we could be. That the energy of the Holy Spirit and the love of God may fill us and make us whole. For the goodness of our own life, all we can bring to this earth, and all we are to each other. Amen. the energetic conveyance is complete. Now go rest, assimilate, be nourished, be healed, be joyful, be uplifted, be whole. Much love has been given to you. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye.